Chapter 7. Welcome to Rehab.
Check, 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 it check me, it check me in. I know I'm sick and my addiction got me itching every day. I need a fix and I ain't quitting till it kill me. You hear me? I like the feel but hate the taste of the product. Like the numb on your tongue when you taste narcotics. The bass, get the pumping, you can feel what I'm drumming. Death is coming, I'm trying to warn them, that's why I was summoning. I'm knowing they don't want it, they want what they can't have. Euphoria coming, going to something you can't grab. Still we grasping for the emptiness, hoping we can catch.
When I arrived on the campus the first time, smoking weed was one of my biggest vices. But when I returned to North Texas to try to finish my education, it might have been the least of them. To cope with the abortion, I moved on to cocaine and ecstasy. I was drinking constantly and often driving while wasted. And one night, after getting fired from my job, I was drinking and driving and ended up flipping my car over four times. My car was totaled, but somehow I walked away intact. On the outside, at least, I was a wreck on the inside. The slightest offense would have had me in a drunken rage, and the fights I were getting into were serious. There were times when people even pulled out knives and guns. One time, my friends and I literally stomped the dude's head into the ground after he accused my buddy of flirting with his girl. Now, you know you've lost your grip on reality when you try to fight an entire football team. That didn't end well for me or my left eye. It was like I was finally able to express all the wrath I stored up for all these years but didn't know was there. Returning as an upperclassman, I finally had some clout on campus. I was getting invited to the best parties. I had way more social capital with everybody, including beautiful women. I was running through them left and right. Some weeks, I sleep with a different girl almost every night. It was a tornado of rage and confusion and hormones ripping through Denton, Texas, and I was on the verge of destroying myself. I was headed for rock bottom before, but I now had finally arrived. I didn't know who I was, and the guilt from abandoning the God I'd met in Atlanta was gnawing at me on the inside. I prayed to God would intervene and force me to change, and when he didn't, I ended up depressed. What would become of Lecrae Moore? I tried everything. Even Jesus. But nothing stuck. I'd already made it further in life than most men who'd help raise me, so I had no vision for a better future. My identity was wrapped up in people's perception of me, and that fluctuated almost as often as my mood swings. One night, at my lowest point, I decided it was time to push the ejection button. I wasn't doing the world any more favors than the world was doing for me. I raided my fridge. I guzzled all the alcohol my stomach could hold. I swallowed all the pill bottles in my cabinet, painkillers and cold medicine, and even some antidepressant meds that a counselor had given me. I tossed them back. And as they fell down my throat, I thought, I hope I die. Stumbling and dizzy, I ended up on my back, staring up at the moving ceiling. God will let me into heaven, right? I mean, I am a Christian, even if I don't always act like it. I wonder what heaven would be like. It has to be better than the hell of my current existence. My eyes closed. Hours passed. Surprisingly, I woke up in the same spot where I laid down.